protein continues to have a moment in the marketplace while consumers continue to reach for snacks that are not only high in protein, but are also made with whole ingredients. Abby Prince-Groves joins us. She's a livestock economist at CoBank. She sat down to tell me about a new report from CoBank's Knowledge Exchange that says meat snacks represent a major area for product innovation.
Not even just in meat snacks, we've seen it in dairy, we've seen it across all of the animal protein. So beef, pork, poultry, even lamb and some exotic meats are doing well at the grocery store that we're seeing year over year sales growth. So that's always really encouraging that you have consumers that are really seeking out protein, but also from its true original source. I mean, we've seen protein added to some crazy products lately, or at least they're being advertised as that. And so being able to see consumers kind of gravitate towards protein, but from the natural source is always nice to see. But it's a long-term trend rather than just a short-term fad.
Abby Prince-Groves, along with us, livestock economist at CoBank, says this is not a short-term fad, but rather a long-term trend we expect to continue to see. Stick around, we'll have a look at the markets right after this.
Give yourself and your cows the gift of innovation from Lely Center Monroe. The Lely Feed Pusher can be a game changer for your operation. Automated feed pushing saves you time and money. Right now, get $1,000 off a new Juno Feed Pusher through June 30th. Increase efficiency, save on labor costs with the gift of innovation from Lely. Put the Lely automated feed pusher to work for your farm. Learn more at Lely.com or stop by the shop in Monroe.
Take the Midwest Farm Report wherever you go with the Midwest Farm Report app. Get real-time updates that matter to Wisconsin agriculture and food production. Connect directly with the Midwest Farm Report team, stream your favorite farm podcasts, and share your ag photos right from your phone with one easy tap. From the fields to your feed, stay current with the Midwest Farm Report app. It's free and available now for Apple and Android. Download the Midwest Farm Report app today.
We saw quite a bit of red ink on the close from Chicago. Cash corn closed down 3.5 at 417.5. New crop corn down 4.75 at 444. Cash soybeans closed down 9.25 at 1122.75. New crop soybeans down 6.5 at 1142.75. July wheat contracts closed down 7 cents at 605.75. 40-pound blocks of cheese closed down 0.75 at 145. And double A butter saw no change, closing at 155.5. For more agriculture news, find it on our website at MidwestFarmReport.com. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Kylie Allen.